Hi, next question comes from Jillian Nep. I'm a beginner to Buddhism and am, in fact, still doing my initial research on it. I would like to get a balanced view of the negative aspects of Buddhism. What are some of the things that have derailed both laypersons and monastics? Yeah, it's not often I get asked what are the negative aspects of my religion. I don't think there are any, honestly. Although I suppose I've gone over some of the apparent negative aspects of Buddhism in the sense of not being much fun at parties, not being able to get along in society, having to segregate yourself, having to be careful. There's a lot of difficulty that comes from trying to be pure. It's not easy to purify your mind and to be a solely a good person and to do away with all evil in the mind, which is really what we're trying to do. There are many people who would say that's impossible, mostly because they've never practiced meditation, and so they would consider that to be a negative aspect of Buddhism. But I can't think of any. I mean, obviously, I don't think there are are any negative aspects to Buddhism. You're kind of asking two questions. The other one is, or I don't know if what you're aiming at, but as far as what stops people from practicing Buddhism correctly, I guess that's the answer. Is that there's nothing wrong with Buddhism, but people just don't understand it or don't practice it correctly. And what stops people from practicing correctly, obviously, are our preconceived notions of what is right and what is wrong, which are not really based on truth and reality. What stops people from making progress, according to the Buddha, there are certain things that are that get in the way and prevent a person's progress as a layperson and as a monk. So maybe I'm not sure if this is exactly what you're asking, but I'll take the opportunity to talk about some of these things. For lay people, the first one is there's a requirement for faith. If people don't have a faith and confidence in what they're doing, it makes it very difficult for them to continue, because obviously for most or for many lay people, there's not the opportunity to realize all of the Buddha's teachings, even to study all of the Buddha's teachings. So there has to be some level of confidence in your leaders, in the religion. If you don't believe in the principles of Buddhism, it can be very difficult for you to progress. If you and I guess what that means really is, if you have ideas that are contrary, then you won't even open your mind to the idea that the Buddha's teaching might be right. And I recognize this in many so-called Buddhists, is they still believe in a delicious meal and in preference for things, in beauty, in sexuality and so on. Not only are they partaking it, but they also believe that it's right to be attached to these things. And these are people who consider themselves to be Buddhists even from birth. And that can be a real hindrance in the practice. The second one is morality. Obviously, if you're an immoral person, it's very difficult to practice the Buddhist teaching. The third one is a belief in superstition, and this is common throughout the Buddhist world, and the world in its entirety. Because the Buddha taught cause and effect, when people have different ideas of what is cause and what is effect in terms of magical causes, if you wear this around your neck, somehow it's going to have a benefit. If you say this or say that, somehow there's going to be a negative effect, and so on. The belief in superstition, because it's contrary to the idea of karma and cause and effect, is another hindrance to especially to lay people, because they're not so close to the teachings, so they hear about this witch doctor or a fortune teller or so on, and they can get mixed up in terms of what is the Buddha's teaching. The fourth one is getting involved in other religions, and it's related to the last one. When people go and support other religions, other religious doctrines, in terms of paying respect to these teachers, listening to what they have to say, and trying to get their opinion, because you know they have a whole other outlook on life, and it confuses it confuses people when people say things like all religions teach the same thing or so on, all religions are the same, it doesn't matter what religion you are, and so they will respect the teachings of all religions. It's not that we don't, in a sense, respect these teachings. It, in terms of, you know, you want to practice that way, that's fine. You believe this, that's fine. But, to accept that that belief is proper, that it actually is beneficial. You know, when those beliefs go against the understanding of the Buddha as to what is right and what is wrong, can be a hindrance to one's practice. Because there's a conflict, and the final one is to support the Buddha's teaching. So to not spend time supporting teachings which are contrary to the Buddha's teaching, and to actually engage in supporting the Buddhist religion in terms of material support, in terms of spiritual support and spreading the teachings and so on. When we fail to do that, and when we get involved in other religions, these are two things the Buddha said cause you to move away from the Buddha's teaching. Those things which are a hindrance or cause monks to become derailed, as you say, are the Buddha had four things that he said, especially for new monks, are going to be a real hindrance. And this is sort of an addition to what I was saying about how to become a monk earlier. I think it's useful to know about these as well. The first one is not being able to stand the teachings or instruction, not being able to bear being instructed, being told what to do. This is very common for new monks when they're told they have to do this and have to do that. It's very easy for them to become angry and frustrated when they don't understand and don't agree. They aren't able to follow along because of their own ideas, their own views of what is right and what is wrong. Makes it very difficult for them to do things like walking back and forth or sitting for long periods of time. When we tell meditators they have to sit through the pain instead of trying to move around all the time, this can be very difficult for some people. They don't agree with it. When we tell people they have to let go, they can't cling and they can't chase after. When we tell them not to make eye contact or look around or wander or move quickly or so on, it can be very difficult for people. Especially for monks and for meditators who have come to the meditation center to stay. The second one is being addicted to simple, being lazy, I guess is a good explanation of it. Being addicted to just eating and sleeping and lazing around. Laziness, I guess, is a good summary of it. Meditation in the Buddha's teaching does take a lot of effort. It's something that you have to work hard at, because we're trying to change the very core of our being, the very core of core of how we look at the world, of how we see things. We're trying to change the way we look entirely, change the way we look at things. And this takes a lot of effort, because we're so generally so off track. If we are lazy, if we think we can just sit around and eat and sleep and socialize and think that being a monk or being a meditator is somehow enough, if you come to stay at the monastery, somehow you're gaining something without even practicing, this can make it very difficult, and it does in the end lead one to feel like, you know, what being a monk or being a meditator is pointless, going home and not gaining any benefit from it. The third one is being attached to happiness, being attached to sensual pleasures. So, you know, needing good food, needing nice clothing, needing a soft bed and so on, needing to listen to music and watch television, all of these things that monks are not allowed, monks and meditators are not allowed to do. When these addictions come up, if they're very strong, they can very easily lead one to become derailed and lose interest in the practice because of one's addictions, one's attachments. When these come up, it leads to boredom, it leads to disinterest in reality and meditation, wanting something else, wanting more, and eventually leads one to leave the monk's life or to leave the meditation center. And the fourth one, is specifically for monks, they say is love for a woman. But I think it can easily, obviously, you know, be flipped to talking about a female or even just a meditator in general. The sexuality obviously is a very strong attachment, and it's the prime reason why monks disrobe when a woman comes to the monastery and they fall in love, and the monk decides that he's had enough and he's found a more desirable or more pleasurable path to follow. And this is the fourth danger. These dangers are something that one has to watch out for, especially this last one have to be very careful about. I think it all depends on your appreciation of the Buddha's teaching and your appreciation of the life that the Buddha laid out for us. If you really believe in what the Buddha taught, and if you really see the benefit in what the Buddha taught, and if it really does bring you benefit, then I think these dangers are easily overcome, and the way you overcome them is by seeing the benefit, by understanding that what we're doing is something great, something powerful, something pure, and something higher than all of these other desires, these other attachments, these other needs and wants, higher than our views and our opinions. That what the Buddha taught is very much real. And the more we appreciate, the more we study and the more we practice the Buddha's teaching, the less chance there is that we'll become derailed, either as lay people or as monks. As lay people, we'll feel more and more attracted to helping and supporting, learning, studying, and appreciating and following the Buddha's teaching. And with monks as well, we'll be able to overcome all adversity and all of our prior addictions and attachments and wants and needs and so on. So I hope that comes at least close to answering your question. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk about these subjects, which I think are very important for Buddhists. Okay, that's all.